Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud and Araisa is Rosh Hashanah Dav Beis Amud Beis. Beis Amud Beis. So yesterday we started the Masechta. We discussed, of course, the four different Rosh Hashanahs, or times of the year, that are Rosh Hashanahs for different things. The list, of course, more than four items on the list. Some of the Rosh Hashanahs have many items. I think we're going to go through them all. The first Rosh Hashanah was Nisan, and we said it was Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tovim, for Golem, and it's Rosh Hashanah also for Melachim, and we explained what does it mean that's Rosh Hashanah for Melachim? What does it mean Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Melachim? So we explain what it means is that for Shtaris, when it comes to writing Shtaris, that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Shtaris, that when a king, let's say, is anointed on the last day of Adar, the second you hit the first day of Nisan, it becomes a new year for the king. Fine. The Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchasa, again, what we just explained, and we explained in the Gemara's question, Lamai Hilchasa, we explained this two ways to understand the Gemara's question. Most of sharing the Gemara's question is, what's Nafka Mina? We understand what it means that Nisan's the new year for the kings. We understand what it means. What's the halachic practice? What's the Nafka Mina? And that we explained, Nafka Mina is Shtaris. And before I point out, this fits very well with the Gemara's and asked this question on many of the other items listed in the Mishnah. And when it asks, Lamai Hilchasa, it means, what's the Nafka Mina? Rashi learned that the Gemara's question was, not what's the Nafka Mina, but why? Why are we being so funny? Why don't we just count each king's reign from when he starts? Either way, the answer is still the same. Nafka Mina is that the shtar is dated from that date. And what's the Nafka Mina with that? We point out Nafka Mina is for shtar muktam and shtar mocher. That we know the halacha is a shtar mocher, a post-dated shtar is kosher, but a pre-dated shtar is puzzle. The reason why a pre-dated shtar is puzzle is because it's going to cause undue obligations from the buyers, from the lekuchas. It's going to create a fake lien, right? A person has a property, he has a debt on his head, so if he sells that property, if there's a shtar, the property is encumbered to that debt, so if he sells the property to lekuchas, the lender can go collect from the lekuchas. If it's predated, it's going to be improper collection, because if the loan only took place after the sale, but the shtar is predated before the sale, it comes out the lekuchas are going to be taken advantage of, the land was not encumbered, and it's going to create a fake lien. A milvah bapeh, of course, doesn't have this lien. So therefore, shtar muktam is pasul, and we want to know exactly how we date it. So the date is, Nisan is the new date for the kings, and shtaris are dated based on the kings. Again, was pointed out, I know Chazring, a machlekes Rashi Tosfos, which kings are we talking about. Rashi seems to say we're talking about the Jewish kings, I'm sorry, the Goyish kings, Mishum Shalom Malchus, that's the third line of Rashi, top of the page. Mishum Shalom Malchus, Tosfos points out, that's clear in the Gemara's, that we're talking about Yiddish kings, and we point out from Pnei Yeshua that Rashi could be also agrees. Rashi was just pointing out, as an example, the case in Gittin, where over there we certainly write by Gittin to the Geisha kings, that was Lashal Malchus, that's the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Test that we find. Rashi is connected to that, but Anachami could be Rashi agrees over here, also means the Yiddish king. Fine. So let's pick it up from, we'll pick it up from Tanar Banim inside. It's already, it's about 70 lines from the bottom of the page already. But the whole Gemara is going to be based on this Braisa. But before we jump into the Braisa, just one quick machlekes Rashi Tosfos, by a shtar muktam that we say is puzzle. So what does that mean? What's the bottom line? So it's puzzle there for what? So Rashi and other Rishonim learn what that means is it's puzzle to use it to collect from lekuchas. You can't have a lien. You can't go and use that as an encumbered. You can't say that the property, the land was encumbered to the loan. And collect from it the shtar. It doesn't have a din of a shtar for that purpose. But avada is no worse than a muvah peh. Let's say you have a muvah peh with edim. Let's say we saw this muvah took place. You have edim testifying to muvah peh. You have witnesses that back up your loan. The shtar works as witnesses to back up the loan, just not to the extent that it allows to collect from the encumbered to collect from the lekuchas. That's Rashi. Tosfos learns, as Tosfos, not over here. Tosfos actually brought in Gittin, I believe it is. Tosfos brings that. Such a shtar is comparable to a shtar sheyesh by ribis. It's like another fancy language we use elsewhere is, it's like mezuif metechai. A shtar that has the wrong date and they signed it, it's to an extent it's like mezuif metechai. It's a full shtar. Not only is it not good for collecting the properties, we can't use it as a proof to the loan. If the guy now starts denying that the loan took place, you can't say, the malva can't say, well, I have a shtar. Yeah, the date's no good, but I still, no, you have nothing. The shtar is nothing. According to Rashi, the shtar would at least be something big enough for me to Rashi. Tosfos, the Ritva seems to go like Rashi, get in between, and Ritva says, what's the case of a shtar muktim? If the Edom just stops and line up on the shtar, the date says, let's call it the English date for now. We're sitting in May 25th, and it says in the shtar, January 1st, well, actually, today's the easy day to know, Hey Sivan, we're singing Hey Sivan, and you write in the shtar back from Hey Nisan, so how could they even sign that? It's meaning, Taka is like Taisa saying, so the Ritva says the case of shtar muktam typically is where the Edom, or examples like this, where the Edom signed a shtar for a loan that was meant to take place. There's a loan that's supposed to take place. Very often, the Malva is not going to lend until the loan is, the document is signed and written up. The Leva gets the document already, and then till the Leva, maybe Leva says, I don't need the money yet, you know, let's hold off on it, or the Malva says, give me a week to get you the money. This shtar was signed with the intent of the money being lent today, but Lameisa wasn't lent for another month. So no one did anything, there was no foul play, there was no Edis Shakranis, the loan was, the Leva and the Malva both told Edim, sign the loan, yeah, we were in agreement, but happens to be the loan didn't take place. That would be a classic case, but there's no Ziyuf, there's nothing false taking place, but it's still a shtar muktim. That's the Ritva seems to be addressing that issue from Taishas. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanarban. Again, towards the bottom of the Amud, on this din of the king, the count taking place based in the new year of Nisan. Melech Sha'amad Be'esav B'tish Ba'adar, a king that was appointed king on the 29th of Adar, the last day of the year, Kibbutz Shigia Echad Nisan, once you reach the new calendar, Echad Nisan, Osle Shana, we're counting this now as the second year. If he only was appointed on the first day of Nisan, then what's going to be a second year? A full 354 days later, Eimayin and Leishana, Achi Gim Nisan Achi. You're not going to count a second year until you reach another full year. So the irony is, the Mishnah Gemara is pointing out, the Bryce is pointing out, that one day could be the year, or 354 days could be a year, depending on when the king's appointed. And the Gemara elaborates on this. Amar Melech Sham Besu. So this is the Gemara. Amar Mar is, of course, the Gemara examining a member from a Braisa, right? That's the Gemara's Lashon. Melech Sham Amad Besu Vetish Ba'adar, Kivin Shigeh Be'echem Nisan, a king that was appointed on the 20th of Adar, once he reached the first day of Nisan, Osle Shana, it's considered for him like a full year, and now you count the year too. Ha, Kamash Balan. So what's the Chiddush? The Nisan Rosh Hashanah Melechem. The first line of the Braisa, the Chiddush is that Nisan the Rosh Hashanah Melechem, and the first point out that the Mishnah says this. Very common that a Braisa can repeat and explain what a Mishnah says. Okay, so the Chiddush is Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Melechem. But here's an additional Chiddush. V'yan Echa B'Shana Chash Hashanah. This we didn't see the Mishnah. The Braisa is pointing out that one day in the year, the last day of Adar, could be a full year. We're counting as a full year, and we're counting Aleph Nisan as a, so to speak, a second year. Fine. Next thing in the Braisa, V'yan Ela Bech Nisan. If the king only became king on the first day of Nisan, Eimayin L'Shana, Achi G'Nisan Acher. So you're only going to count year two from next Nisan. Pshita, isn't it obvious? You've established that the first day of Nisan is the new year for the king. So if you're one day away, that's a chiddush, that's considered a full year, fine. But then the other way, why would I think it should be any earlier? Says Gemara Litzvicha. This is a chiddush year. Dimno le me'adar. The case was where they appointed him, so to speak, from Adar, but he didn't take the position till Nisan. Malatim and Nimli Tartan Shin. I would think that we count Aleph Nisan already is year two, since he was already appointed. Modern day terms is the equivalent of being like elected, right? The president, the prime minister, very often, all the time, is elected, but he doesn't assume the position, you know, since one of these coups or one of these, dictatorships. He doesn't assume the position that day. What happens is he's elected, and then there's a fixed date. A short while later, they set a date where they actually put him into, you know, they inaugurate, they actually put him into power. So I would think that from the date of the election of the king, which took place in Adar, you should count. Kamashma, no, you count only for when he took the actual position of kingdom, which was in Nisan, and therefore you only start from then. Tanarban, another brisa related to the topic. Meis ba'adar, vaman echad achad acht ba'adar. What if King A, king number one, dies in Adar, and king number two succeeded him in Adar? What's that? Lachamani shal zelzeh. That year, you count as year X of king number one, and year one of king number two, but it's counted as a year for both of them. Nisan comes, it's ready year two for this second king. Meis b'nisan, what if the first king died in Nisan, v'machtach b'nisan, and the second king took over in Nisan as well? Again, you count that year. The point is, these years, are each going to have two kings will be counting this as one of the years. For one king, it's his last year. For one king, it's his first year. But the year will count for both kings. What if it's Meis b'adar, v'machtach b'nisan? What if the first king dies in Adar, and the second king is appointed in Nisan? Then, the first year of the year of Adar, where the king died, that year is counted to the first king, and Shni L'Shneini, and the second year is counted for the second king. The Gemara is going to address and understand what is the Chiddush role. This seems to be the basic math, basic setup of the system that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, the new year for kings. Amamar. You said the first line of the Braisa that if first king dies in Adar and the new king is appointed also in Adar, Manishan Lazalza, you count it as a new year, as a year for each one of them. Pshita was the Chiddush. Maldatema, Shatla Bay, Trey Laminin, and Kamashwan. The Mara said, that's a Chiddush. I would have thought you can't count one year. We're assuming our calendar years are, for these purposes, for Sharas Lees, from Nisan to Nisan. I would think that in one given year, you can only count it to one king. So this year, even if the king dies, will be counted, let's call it, I'm making up a number, the 10th year of his reign. It'll be called the whole year, even post his death. When we talk about timing, dates, we're going to count it as year 10 of such and such king. It is. It was the 10th year. Happens to be he died. Until Nisan. Then Nisan, even though you already have a new king already, you only start counting the new king's first year from after Nisan, because you can't have the same year be connected to two kings. Kamash when it can, not a problem. Yes? Question? So the chiddush is that we can. Fine. So says the Gemara, Meis Benisan, Meis Benisan, Meis Benisan, V'amad Acher Tachta Benisan. If one, the king died in Nisan, and the second king was appointed in Nisan, so we're essentially repeating the same thing again. You've already told me that I would have thought Shatabay Trey and Lebanon, Kamash, when you do. So what's the chiddush over here? Manishal Zalzeb, Shita, no chiddush here. Maz Yemekem, Minon, Yemech, Bashana, Hashashana, Besaif Shana. Maybe, you know, this is the concept that was saying 1 year is called a year. So for the second king, he only became king on the last day of Adar. And we're counting as a year. And now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is ready, year two for him. Only at the end of a year, he finished the year. That's when we count the year as a full year. Avatil Shana, the king that was only a king for the beginning of a new year, maybe you can't count that as a year. Lamrinan, Kamash Balan, that we still can count it as a year. Sai Tchil Shana, Sai Seif Shana, it can be counted as a year. Interesting, Tesis jumps in, top Tesis, and points out, we're saying that only the end of the year should be called the year, not Tchilas. By need do we find, the Gemara itself is going to bring a few buffer now over here in this Masech Navyud. By need we find the opposite. What's halacha? A woman who becomes an Ida, she has, again, Nida Dereisa is Tummy for 7 days. It's not to be confused with Yimei Ziva. What we call our Zayin Yimei Nikiyim is really because we treat our Nashim as if they're Zava Gedeilos, right? But Nida, on the right level, very simple. She sees Dam. It's her monthly period. She sees Dam. Typically, it's monthly period. It doesn't have to be. She sees Dam, and she's now Tummy for 7 days. Regardless of whether she continues seeing Dam or not, she's Tummy for 7 days. And regardless of whether she stops seeing Dam, meaning throughout the 7 days, as long as at the end of 7 days, she's not seeing Dam, so on day seven, she's nifsek from seeing damim. She goes to the mikveh and she's tar. That's the din of nida. Now the halacha is we say day one is the day she sees dam. You don't have a full day. She saw dam in the morning, right? You don't have the night before. You don't have the morning till she saw. That's still counted as day one. The last day, the end of the count, you need the full day. She goes to the mikveh. She only discussion. She goes to the mikveh by day. Still, she has to wait till nightfall. But she's certainly not tar till nightfall. She's not tar till at night. Right? So it says Taisus, we have exactly opposite. And the Mara uses that as a Kavachemer to show that the beginning is greater than the end. Taisus says, but you're making a mistake over here. Why? It says Taisus, Lav Perchi. Jump in the top Taisus. Taisus says, Lav Perchi. I mean, that's the last one, the fourth line from the top, the end of the line. Ad Rabba, skip the parentheses. The Dinu Ba'amid Acher Tachtav Adar, Tamar Leshana Bishvili Yamechad, Haina Betchila Shneisav, Kainida Shaseifa Yayim. Taisus says, we have to compare apples to apples. We're comparing the beginning of a count. Remember, the guy who's becoming king on the last day of Adar, it's the beginning of his reign. That's similar to the Nida, that right? So it's the Seif Shana, but it's the beginning of his reign. Similar to the Nida, where it's the beginning of her count. Says Taisus Vayter, Shaseif Hayayim, Ayolab et Chlasay, Avol Meis Benisan, Layim Enalei, Shana Beshvil Yamechad, Kiv Dainu Seif Shneisev. That's the end of his reign. The beginning of Nisan is the beginning of a year. It's not so much the verdict of the beginning of a year. It's the end of a count, because it's the end of the eras, end of this last king's count. That's similar to the Nida, who's at the end of her count. So on the contrary, the Gemara Shakvatar here actually fits like a glove, even though at face value the words seem opposite. We're saying at the end of a year, a day is a year. At the beginning, maybe not. And by Nida we said opposite. By Nida we said in the beginning of her count, a full day, a half a day is a full day, and then not. It's really the same, because the end of the year is the beginning of the king's count. That's like the beginning of Nida's count. And the beginning of the year is the end, means the king died in the beginning of the year, one day, and we're counting as a year. That's the end of the king's count. That's like the end of Isha's count. So, Adarabba, on the contrary, it fits actually like a glove. Nice chop from Taisus. Okay, fine. Now, there is on this idea that we're saying, Mainin Shana Lezeh, before we go further, right, we still have to finish the Baitza, but we've already gone through the two cases, whether there was a new king. A king died and a new king was appointed both in Adar, or a king died and a new king was appointed both in Nisan. We're saying you count Shana Lezeh. That's all great. Or, the third case, wasn't speaking already, one king died in Adar and one king was appointed in Nisan. But what happens to the time in between? What happens if there's a break in between? Meaning, one king died, let's say the third case. One king died in Adar, the new king was appointed in Nisan. What happens to the days in Nisan before the new king was appointed? That's the better way to ask the question. Because when the king died in Adar, you could say very simple, like we said before, that king was king the whole year to Adar. Yeah, he died in the 15th of Adar, but you still can count the 20th of Adar in that whatever year it was of that king, you still count that. That's not such an error. But how are you going to count the beginning of Nisan? The other king was gone and the new king wasn't appointed yet. How are you going to count? What are you going to do? What do you do essentially when there's a lapse between kings? How do you count the calendar if you're counting it based on the kings? So it's actually Machlekes in the Achrayim. Machlekes, I believe maybe he also weighs into this, but I may make a mistake. But the Sfas Emes and the Aruch Lener have a debate. The Aruch Lener says you take it just revert to Shnas Eilim. You make it clear that we're going based on whatever the regular secular calendar is, Shnas Eilim, or years of the world. You're not counting based on the kings. You're going based on the, maybe it's Mebriyas Eilim. I'm not sure exactly what he means by Shnas Eilim. Maybe it means the Jewish count, but from Briyas Eilim, maybe it means the count of what the world's doing at that point. But you go to a regular, more standard count, not based on the kings, because there is no king now. That's what the Aruch says. This Fas Emes suggests that no, you just essentially continue the dead king. So the dead king, let's say it was his 10th year in Adar when he died, you would actually call it year 11, even though he's been dead since last year, whatever, 2 weeks ago, but you count the year as year 11 from that prior king. That's how the Tzvah Semes says. So Machlokes in the Achreinim, I think the Me'iri goes like Tzvah Semes, but I have to double check that. Okay. Says more further. Meis Becha Ba'adar V'amana Acher Tachtav B'Nisan. If the king died in Adar, the first king, and the second king became, was appointed in Nisan, Allah is Menu Shan the Bishan, Shania, the Shania, it's pretty simple that the first king is considered, you count that year for him, the Adar, and the Nisan is counted for the new king. Pshita was the Chiddush, Leitzricha. Again, we're saying this idea, Imle Alem Adar. The new king was already appointed, or was already elected, we'll call it, in Adar. He's already voted in Adar, he just didn't take the position. We already know that. It says Gemara further, Umelech Bamelechu. We're talking about a king who's the king, the son of a king. So it's not just Tam, he's appointed from Adar. He has another thing going for him. It's not Tam, he wasn't even so much appointed. He's the king, the son of a king. Malatayman, in this case for sure, Nimle Tartan, shouldn't count Nisan already as year two. Count him from Adar already, for when the other king died, Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. The Rambam paskins that there is a concept of, you know, we know this today with Shrara, with Rabbanas, with other positions, that it goes to Beirusha. Rambam paskins that Malchus goes to Beirusha. Rambam brings Malchamais that Malchus goes to Beirusha. So the question is, the Achreinim are bothered, so what's Takab Shan Nagamar? If Malchus goes to Beirusha, so you're waiting for the, you know, they just had the coronation in London. They just had the coronation like a couple weeks ago, right? But it was a foregone conclusion. It was understood. It was whether they call that machas not a separate story halachically. But the point is that it's understood. So why taka do you not count it from then? If it's a melech by melech and he's becoming king, so one of the answers is that's a chasam sefer in Simon Yudbeis. He brings as taka the case is, or not, I don't know if it's a specific case. Conceptually, the Melech Bamelech is only going to be king if he's fit. If the son's mom is not fit to be king, they're not going to let him get it. Even Yerusha, you don't get it, Yerusha, even if you're not fit. So therefore, there's still, just because he seems to be fit and it's going to go to him, until he gets it, he didn't get it yet. The fact that there's a possibility he wouldn't get it, so therefore, even though we know it's a foregone conclusion, he's going to get it, until he gets it, he doesn't get it. That is one answer why the Malchus will attack only count from year two, from Nisan, when he actually takes the reins, and not from earlier, even though it's ultimately going to be Yerusha, we can't date it right away, because it's not 100% done until it's done. Other Achareinim say this whole concept that we're saying, the Malchus was Yerusha, is Dafka, Malchus based David. We found the concept, we found a bunch of things, the only Malchus based David, in the Shiva Bazar, Malchus based David, we had other things more recently, I forget if it was Daf or in Arayis, we had recently, I think it was Daf, and then the Seita, but certainly there's another Seita, certain things that only for Malchus based David. We find concept, this is another thing, only Malchus based David has Birusha. Now the Malchus, and therefore this Gemara is not as talking about Malchus based David, not sure why you don't count it a second year. Amar Bechanan. The from here to the end of the Amud is simply we rise from the Psukim. How do we know what's a source that we count kings from Nisan? What's the source that that's considered a normal time to have a new year for counting kings? Amar Bechanan. How you know that Malachim, the kings are counted from Nisan, Shenemar, Vayihi, Shemayim Shana, Barba Meishana, Letzeis Meishol Meitz Mitzrayim, Bishana Arvias. It was 480 years when Kaisel left Mitzrayim in the fourth year, the Chedesh Ziv, in the Chedesh of Ziv, Hu Chedesh Sheni, which is ear, Lemleich Shleima Al Yisrael. So it was the fourth year in the second month of Shlomo's reign. The fourth year of Shlomo's reign, second month, Chedesh Ziv of Shlomo's reign, 480 years from when they left Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Makish Malchus Shlomo, Yisrael Mitzrayim. We're comparing Malchus Shlomo, the count of Malchus Shlomo, to the count of Yisrael Mitzrayim, which we know, of course, what was Yisrael Mitzrayim. My Yisrael Mitzrayim Nisan was from Nisan, so too, Af Malchus Shlomo Menisan. Just like Yisrael Mitzrayim was from Nisan, so too Malchus Shlomo, the count is from Nisan. We know we got out of Mitzrayim and Nisan, so the count of Yisrael Mitzrayim, of course, is from Nisan, so too the count of Shlomo's reign is from Nisan. The Gemara is going to ask right away. Yisrael Mitzrayim goof from Nisan and Meninan. We know we went free from Mitzrayim and Nisan, but who says the count is from Nisan? Maybe when you count years, meaning maybe when they got to Tishrei, 3 or 4 months after, 5 months after they were dismissed from, after we got out of Mitzrayim, we count as year two, maybe. Who says that you've been counted from Nisan?
The first Nisan.
Sorry?
Also, we don't know it's the first Nisan.
Good point. Good point. Says Gemara. Good point. This hurts Nichol the same question. Very good. If you see some time, go from Melon to Benisa Meninan, Tilma Matisha Meninan, Leisakadaitach, don't make that mistake. Tichsev, we have a proof that you see some time is from Nisan. Why? Tichsev, Yal Arnakain, El Harahar. Arnakain went up to Harahar, Al Piyashem, Yam Hashem, this way Arnakain was Nifter. Right, Vishnas Harbayim, let's say it's Bezayim, so Mitzrayim, Bechaydish Hamishi, Beechel Bechaydish. Aaron Akayim was Nifter in the 40th year after Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, in the 5th month, and the first day of the month, which was Rosh Chodesh Av. I mean, assuming we're taking for granted now that it means counting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the 5th month, Nisan, Ir, Sivan, Tammuz, Av is the 5th month, and Av is the first of Av, Rosh Chodesh Av was when Aaron was Nifter. Uchsiv, it says for the Vayibar Bayim B'mshana. That's the pasuk we just quoted before is in Bamidbar, just to keep a track of it. The pasuk we're quoting now, that was Bamidbar Lama Gimel. The pasuk we're about to quote now is right at the beginning of Devarim. Vayibar B'mshana, Bashteh Asar Chedesh, Be'echel Chedesh, Diber Meisha. It was in the 40th year, in the 11th month meaning Shvat. We know the months of the year. Nisan is the first month. Chedesh is Reish Chedesh. We know Nisan is the first month. So we don't have to come out that. So I was counting, assuming Nisan's first. That's Pasha. Nisan's first. 5th month in the Torah means Av. So 11th month in the Torah means Shvat. Okay. And we're still calling it the 40th year. We're still calling it the 40th year. So if Av was the 40th year, and then Shvat, where you pass between Av and Shvat, of course, you pass through Tishrei, right? El, Tishrei, Mechesh, Kislev, Tevet, Shvat. You pass through Tishrei, so then it should be year 41. Yet we call it 40. So that's your right. Says my right. V'koy b'shvat, v'koy ba'av v'koy le'ishas abayim. V'koy b'shvat v'koy le'ishas abayim. V'chad Roshana left Tishrei. Is it right that Roshana is not Tishrei? It must be it's Nisim. Says the Gemara. 1 second. Bishla mahayich mefarshin sis Mizrayim. I understand now. You've explained to me. You've proven that Aaron. There is, by the way, a basic question. What's the obvious question? Very good. Very good. So every year is going to have an av, have a shvat. Regardless of whether you start in Tishrei or whether you start in Nisan, you're always going to have an Av and Av and Shvat. Who told you that when you said it's the 40th year it's Av and the 40th year Shvat? Well, because one's about Midbar, one's Devarim. Doesn't work that way, right? Besides the Amitah Melech B'Torah, right? Devarim Mechlal is a recap, right? So, who told you that the Adar, the Av we're talking about, preceded the Shvat that we're talking about? Maybe the Shvat preceded, and that's why it's the year 40, and maybe Tishrei is still the new year. Gemara's going to ask that in 4 lines. We'll debate. I'll see if we. We ask it now, or we say it for tonight. Okay, so Bishlam Ma'achtim Mefarish, Lisis Mitzrayim, the Gemara is saying in general, you've proven to me that when we talk about Aaron HaKohen's Petira, the Psukim that we referenced before was in Midrash Lama Gimel, you've established that is Lisis Mitzrayim. Elahai, but Moshe Rabbeinu's count, when it says 40 years, maybe it wasn't going to waste the Mitzrayim Bechlal. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave a speech in Devarim, maybe that wasn't going to waste the Mitzrayim Bechlal. So you're comparing two different counts. Elohim, Ma'ed Lissi Yisrayim, Dilma HaKamas Mishkan. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's count was based on that Kamas Mishkan, which was ready a year later. Like, who knows when he's counting from? Answers the Gemara, Kedam Rav Papa, Shnas Esrim Shas Esrim. Papa makes a Gzer Shava elsewhere. We're going to quote for Papa, a Gzer Shava of Shas Esrim Shas Esrim. Hachanami, here too, we're going to make a similar very interesting Gzer Shava. So we'll make it by ourselves. But I guess this sounds like there's some leeway. Rav Papa had a Mesaira, and this Gzer Shava, Shas Esrim. We're going to make a similar Gzer Shava of Arbam Abayim. Remember, by Aaron and the Kohen's Petir, it says it was the 40th year. By Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, it was the 40th year. We make Gzer Shava, Hachanami, Shas Abram, Shas Abayim, Gzer Shava, Ma Khan, just like by Aaron, we know for sure we're counting the Yisrael Mitzrayim for Yisrael Mitzrayim. So Afkan. So to Moshe Rabbeinu's count was the Yisrael, and therefore we see that the new year is in both cases going to be from Nisan, not Tishrei, because we called them both Av and Shvat. We called them both the 40th year from Mitzrayim. It must be that Tishrei is not the new year. Ask the Gemara the question we posed. We'll ask the question. Who told you the story of Aaron's Petira came first? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's Drasha came first in Shvat, and the Av, the Aaron was Nifter, was the following Av. Gemara says it can't be based on other parts of the pasuk. We'll leave that for tonight. We'll leave that for tonight. We will have a shiur tonight at 1 o'clock.